Good morning. It's the 11th of October. Our New Testament reading today is John 2 and 3. I'm going to read to you from Brother John Carter's book on the Gospel of John. This is a section we have not read before. Jesus had cleansed the temple. I now read. The temple was for Israel's approaches to the God of Israel, but the Gentile was also provided for. A court was reserved for them. They must not, indeed, pass beyond the middle wall of partition on pain of death. But the court of the Gentiles was provided for them. The desecration of this court into the shambles of Annas left the Gentiles without a place at all. It was an indignant man that made a scourge of small ropes and drove the cattle and their keepers out, that pushed over the tables of the money changers, sending the piles of coins rolling over the floor of the court, and that ordered the sellers of doves to take them away. It was a controlled indignation. He did not recklessly liberate the doves, entailing a loss of property. But his bared arm, muscular with the years at carpentry, and the indignant look on his noble face must have filled those present with fear and awe. His words were no less challenging. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. My Father's house, God's house. What is he claiming to be? The Son of God? Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up, said Jesus. They took his words literally, understanding it as a reference to the temple just cleansed of the herds of cattle and to the brutish extortioners employed by the priests. It had been 46 years in building. Did they raise it to the ground? Could he rear it up in 3 days? It was absurd. But they did not forget his words. And 3 years later, an attempt was made to found on them some ground of accusation against him at his trial. And even when they had secured his crucifixion, the word still haunted them, but with a clearer apprehension of their possible meaning. Therefore, they asked Pilate that the grave might be made secure against any happening which might give an appearance that he had been raised from the dead. It was a vain effort. They fulfilled their part. Destroy this temple. For he spake of the temple of his body. And by wicked hands they took him and slew him. But he had said, And I will raise it up in 3 days. Guards and seals were powerless to prevent the resurrection of the Son of God. If it be said that it was his Father's work, for a dead man cannot restore himself to life, this must be admitted. But in his case, his obedient life had given him a title to resurrection, and it was not possible that he should be holden of death. Hence, he could speak of his resurrection being his own act. How highly they prized the temple! And how fearful they were that the agitation in connection with Jesus should cause the Romans further to curtail their liberties and remove their temple. While they valued the shadow, they lightly esteemed the true tabernacle which the Lord had pitched in their midst. Here was the dwelling place of God, a man to whom the Lord would look, when all material things of his creation were not accounted suitable for his house. To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. And with those words, we have an exhortation for ourselves. Thank you for listening.